You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you're traveling south along Interstate 5 from Ashland, you'll quickly reach the border between Oregon and California, and soon you'll be greeted by the town of Yreka, California. In our continuing series of the JX Meets with Local Leaders, we're excited to visit with Colleen Baker this morning, the mayor of Yreka, California. Welcome to the Exchange, Mayor Baker.
Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Tell me about your town.
Well, you know what? Yreka is just a lovely little community that is nestled along Interstate 5 at the top of the state. And we have some pretty exciting things that are going on right now.
Like what?
Well, have a lot. We've recently expanded a lot of our family activities that are sponsored and co-sponsored by the city. We have a lot of different events that have been going on throughout the summer, such as our concert in the park series that began in June, and it just wound up with free concerts available at Minor Street Park on Friday nights. We are the home of the Siskiyou Golden Fair, which just wrapped up this past week, and that draws thousands to Yreka and to Siskiyou County. In addition to that, we have recently contracted with the local resource center to host outdoor movies, family-friendly movies on Friday nights in the park. We have a kids' festival that's coming up soon. And we also have the Yreka Farmers Market every Friday afternoon at Minor Street Park. In addition to that, we have annual events on Father's Day weekend. We host Golden City Days, which is a celebration of Yreka's culture tied to the gold rush. That includes a lot of family activities, a lot of kids' activities, vendors' fair. We have great food, great music, and it includes a car show and a pancake breakfast hosted by the Yreka Fire Department, just to name a few.
Well, your town sits with a pretty good view of Mount Shasta, doesn't it?
It does, and you're exactly right. We have just a beautiful view of Mount Shasta from the city of Yreka.
Tell me about the population and demographics of your town.
So we have approximately 7,700 residents, and we have an older population that is pretty much the major age category, and I am totally unprepared to talk about the specifics of the demographics.
Well, tell me about your job. What's a day in the life of the mayor of Yreka look like?
So a day in my life as the mayor looks like answering concerns of constituents, and working with City Hall on upcoming agendas. I also am the representative for the city of Yreka at any community events or celebrations. So I can be doing anything from attending a rabies clinic to providing comments at the opening ceremonies of, as an example, our low barrier shelter just opened a few weeks ago.
So what's your vision for Yreka?
I think that, that's a really good question, Mike, and I appreciate it. And my vision for Yreka is just to be a family-friendly, thriving community. We're comprised of a lot of caring individuals, and we just want to make Yreka prosperous.
Okay. And what's the budget for your town? How do you decide how to manage it?
The city council makes the budgetary priorities based on input from our city manager, and I know that we have a budget of millions of dollars. And again, the priorities are set in conjunction with the city council as well as city staff.
So you have a city council strong government or a manager strong government. Tell me about the governance of your city.
So the city of Yreka is governed by a 5-member city council, and it is the city manager, city council style of government here, and the city council meets twice a month. We meet on the first and third Tuesday of every month at the Yreka City Chambers at 6:30 in the evening.
So the mayor doesn't just get to tell everybody what to do and they do it.
You know, wouldn't that be great? No, the mayor does not, other than just being kind of, I'm responsible for running the council meetings and, again, am the city's face to all of the community activities. All decisions are made with the majority of our 5-member council.
In case you're just joining us, my guest is Colleen Baker. She's the mayor of Yreka, California. So, Mayor Baker, how did you become Mayor Baker?
I was elected by the members of the city council. I've been on the city council. I was elected in November of 2024. So I've been on council for a couple of years. And the city council members themselves elect the mayor from among the 5 members. And so I've been mayor since the beginning of May.
And how long have you been on the city council?
I've been on the city council for 2.5 years.
Why did you run for city council? Why did you get into politics?
I actually have had a long history in government here in Siskiyou County. I was the elected county clerk, registrar of voters for 20 years, and I retired in 2019. And I started paying attention to all the different aspects of the city government, and just felt like my expertise in budget background and just the knowledge of governmental processes would benefit the community. So I threw my name on the ballot and was elected.
So tell me, how does the city communicate with its residents?
You know, I'm so glad that you brought that up because this is one of the issues that I hear about time and time again with the residents here in Yreka, is that they don't know what's going on. And that's because we have no local newspaper anymore. We have no local radio stations. So we communicate through the city's website as well as our Facebook page. We also provide legal postings at City Hall itself about the different activities of the city itself. And one of the issues that I hear about a lot is that so many people in the aging population of the city, they're not computer illiterate or computer savvy. And so they really do have a hard time keeping up with what's going on in city government. And based on that, when I was first elected, I asked that a communications ad hoc committee be created. And we received, for the purpose of just receiving input about how we can improve communication. And so based on that, we've expanded the information that's available on our website. We've included an online reporting system so people can call in or use their computer to report non-emergency public works issues like, you know, streetlights that are out and some code enforcement issues. In addition to that, we also now stream our council meetings, and the replays are also available on YouTube. And then in addition to that, I like the hands-on approach, the face-to-face approach. So as mayor, I keep office hours every Friday, beginning at 2:30 in the afternoon at the city council chambers. And there's no appointment that's needed. Just come on down and sit across the table and chat with me.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that I can just walk into your office and sit down and have a cup of coffee with you?
Yes. Yeah. That, you know, that personal attention and that personal contact is just, you know, I think it's so important, especially in this day and age of, you know, everything is electronic. And I, you know, I just really enjoy my Friday afternoons, and I hear everything from complaints about dogs running the streets to, hey, thanks, we just had a great time at the farmer's market. So it really runs the gamut.
Well, which do you hear more of, compliments or complaints?
You know, honestly, a few more complaints than compliments, but I think that that is not unusual for government, right?
That's true, of course. What are some of the big issues that your residents are concerned about?
So, you know, there's a couple of things that I wanted to highlight this morning. First of all, you know, housing is an issue throughout the state of California. So it definitely Yreka has been affected by that, and it's an issue nationwide. And so there is a lot of concern about the availability of housing and how that plays into the economic growth of the city. And so I'm pretty excited right now because we have a couple of housing projects that are just in the beginning phases, and that includes a market rate housing project with over 200 condominiums being built in town. And then we also have family rate housing project that's about 48 units that is just in the initial phases of development at this point in time.
So affordable housing is one of those big issues.
Yes, affordable housing is definitely a huge issue. And I just really commend the city staff for, I believe they just go above and beyond to work with developers. And because of that, we do have these two housing projects that are just, again, in the beginning phases of development and building.
Okay, well, we have about a minute left. What do you hope to accomplish during your tenure as mayor and city councilor?
You know, I just really hope to put a friendly, helpful face on government. I know that seems really simplistic, but, you know, to me, it's so important to just be able to look your neighbor in the eye and to have an honest, open dialogue with them and work to solve problems as well as just be a listening ear.
I think that's fantastic because in this era, this time of a lack of truth and trust, you know, that's in short supply in governance. What you're doing in Yreka and that open door policy that you have is great. So I wish you well and look forward to having you back on the JX.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And, you know, I just want to encourage people to just, you know, when they're on I-5, stop on in and take a look at what Yreka has to offer.
And we'll do it. My guest was Colleen Baker, Mayor of the City of Yreka, California. I'm Mike Green.